Welcome to an evening of approximately 35 minutes of music on the organ, the diet of which will be French and German, starting with one short English piece. And the music will be drawn from the 18th and the 19th centuries. Before telling you what I'm going to play, I have to say it is a pleasure to be back at Holden. I think this is my sixth time. The first time was 30 years ago when this organ came up on the barge. And I think, as electronic organs go, this old Allen does pretty well. And it's fun to be here 30 years later and play it once again. The first piece will be the Cornet Voluntary, that's the title, by William Walland. And it features a very colorful sound on the right hand with some echo passages. And there are two basic sounds in this organ. And the fluty sounds come from this speaker, and the sounds which the organists call principals come from that one over there. So now, the Cornet Voluntary in G by William Walland. He was a contemporary of George Frederick Handel. The next three pieces are all by Johann Ludwig Krebs. Krebs means crab. Krebs was Bach's most famous pupil. Bach means brook. So Krebs was the best crab in the brook. And these three relatively short organ chorales are based on tunes that I think most of you will recognize. I was going to give you the Lutheran Book of Worship numbers, but you don't have that. So I'll just play the first phrase of each hymn tune and then play the piece, and I think you will recognize the tune. The first one is based on "If You Allow But God to Guide You." The second one is "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come." And the third one is "Praise and Adoration." The German titles, "Wer nur den lieben Gott," "Von Himmel hoch," and "Freu dich sehr." Thank you. Musicians enjoy anniversaries of composers, and one of the anniversaries this year that we've been celebrating is the 100-year anniversary of the death of César Franck, prominent French organ composer in the late 19th century. And so I'd like to play for you now one of his beautiful, slow, quiet pieces called Cantabile, César Franck.
Thank you.
Eugène Gigoux lived just a little later than César Franck, flourishing at the turn of the century, and we hear now his scherzo in E major. Scherzo, of course, means a kind of joke or a light-hearted piece, not so serious. And in this case, it is written in 6/8 time, so it sounds a little bit like a jig.
Thank you.
Now to finish with Bach, we have two works. The last piece will be the other toccata in D minor, and known as the Dorian toccata. And first, one of his most famous and most beautiful melodies, the air in D, from the suite in D for orchestra, but transcribed for organ. So the air in D by Bach and the toccata Dorian by Bach.
Thank you. Thank you.